All right, it is 6:43, and joining us now is Congressman David Schweikert. There's a couple of immigration bills that are in front of Congress. The president's going to be in Capitol Hill today talking about what he wants to see in those bills. And, of course, you cannot have a conversation about immigration, Congressman, without talking about the kids. And I play this sound not to sway anybody, but because it is part of the conversation. Oh, yeah. And I know you've got a two-year-old like I do. And it's really hard to hear little babies crying for their parents.
You gotta understand, it rips your heart out. And, you know, I even had the occasion a couple of weeks ago. I was at the Nogales border. And on the Nogales border is an odd one because it's built right on the border. And there's this line of functionally kids on the Mexican side. And you're hearing something very similar to that. And it's just ripping your heart out. Now, in that case, those families and children were functionally asking for asylum.
Right.
So that's a, you know, that's they're coming in legally. And but even the populations that have crossed illegally as a family unit, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, but personally, I can't see ever breaking up a family unit. In our modern world, whether it be through technology or other ways, we can know where the parents are. And maybe the solution is we need to move to a much, much, much faster way of adjudicating and processing that family.
Adding more immigration judges, possibly?
Well, it's not only more immigration judges, maybe those who specialize in protecting a family and the legal rights of what we have extended as a country. Because the argument in the past were no one showed up, or very few showed up for their hearing dates. And sometimes the hearing dates were years and years into the future. So our failure to process and hold those hearings in many ways created a vacuum around the world where we've actually seen just heartbreaking stories of families and individual children and others from around the world making an incredibly dangerous trip. And we still don't have good numbers of how many have lost their lives, how many have been assaulted. And look, I don't mean to, because this is heart-wrenching, but right now apparently there's about 12,000 children. 10,000 of those, so the vast, vast majority, just showed up.
Right. They were
no
unaccompanied.
No parents.
Right.
Think about a world where that's happening.
Yeah, that's really sad.
And we as a society have to sort of figure out, are we creating an incentive for these things to happen? Are we, in many ways, creating an incentive to tear apart communities around the world?
Yeah. So when you sit down with President Trump today on Capitol Hill, are you going to tell him the policy, the way it's being carried out, and the administration has the latitude to change this policy, although the president's right that the law probably should be changed, right, through Congress? What are you going to tell the president?
Well, we got to be very careful. Look, I believe the policy needs to be changed, but we also need to immediately follow, hopefully, that change with solutions that don't continue this encouragement to send your children north.
Right.
Or to tear apart a family in other parts of the world. Because long as there was this perception around the world that if you could get across the border, you would get processed and you could disappear into the U.S. society.
Right.
And it was over. And eventually you would be given a reprieve. We got to be very careful that we're not actually in many ways creating our own crisis.
Congressman Schweikert, Martha Maurer here. What is the potential of these two immigration bills to actually get through any, you know, the protocol and actually make it to a debate? Are we going to see any change with these bills, or there's more to go?
Martha, I sure hope so. And it's fun seeing you behind the glass because I know that's not usually your slot. look, this didn't just happen. Like on the Goodlatte bill, it's been being worked on and recalculated and worked on for, I think, well over a year now. And there's lots and lots of issues. This is always one of the problems when you're working on complex legislation. Like we have agriculture here in the Southwest that has cash crop, that, you know, our lettuce down in Yuma. We need to deal with labor for that population. We have to deal with, are we going to start to move as a society like the rest of the world has to talent-based immigration? You've seen our birth rates as a society. We've collapsed. We're going to need people. Now can we start to do what Great Britain and New Zealand and Australia and Canada, everyone else does, where you have wide opening arms, but you're trying to bring in people that maximize the skill sets in your country.
So which of the two bills, the Good Latin bill, which is the more conservative one, or this the so-called compromise bill, do you support, do you think is best for the country?
I've been more comfortable with Good Latin, not only because, and I know it's called more conservative, but it's actually much more detailed.
Okay.
It takes care of, you see, every time there's been immigration bills in the past that have actually made it through the system, they've left gaping holes. And it's sort of like a balloon. If you stick your finger on one side, it moves out somewhere else. If you don't sort of make sure you've gotten all the incentives and the details correct, and particularly my fixation, and lots of folks understand moving more to a talent-based system. You know, we have a foreign student at ASU. They get their degree, and then we ask them to leave. I mean, in some ways, this is absurd. You know,
right.
we've educated. We know they fit into our culture. That's the sort of thing we need to continue our economic expansion.
All right. I wish we had more time, Congressman, but thanks for coming by on your way to the airport to go to Washington to meet with the president and do all this stuff. So,
well, thank you for having me. This is when you play The Sound of Crying, and you know, as you and I have a little person, it always eats at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we can fix that, but I think we really need to step up and find a way to fix it so it just doesn't happen anymore.
Right. Yeah, in the long run. Right, exactly. All right, here's Congressman David Schweikert here on Arizona's Morning News.